Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being. To be true to yourself and be honest with others. No need to be politically correct. That's out the window with 2020. Here, we tell the raw, uncensored story, your story. And tell the truth as you see it. Make sure you live your fulfilled life without permission or apologies. So, if you have a juicy, interesting, raw, unapologetic story, and inspiring, please make sure to contact me at zenten21@gmail.com. It is zenten21@gmail.com. Or you can find me on most social media platforms. You know it, the IG, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, OnlyFans. I mean, not really. But yes, OnlyFans. Just kidding. Not. As you may guessed it, my name is Zen, and welcome to the show.
Oh, all right.
I'm bringing you Lil Nas X realness.
Oh, you told me not to wear a shirt.
Right. I mean, that's fine. You're a man. You don't have to wear a shirt.
Well, I dress like this anyway, pretty much. I come home and it's like, you know, after walking around for 4 hours and so forth. Are you recording this yet?
I am, yeah.
Oh, of course.
You know it's going to be on YouTube, right? Right?
Yeah, somewhere then.
Okay, cool. It's so hot. Oh, my goodness.
It's so good to see you in person.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Hey, Michael.
You know what I mean? We've been friends from before George Washington crossed the Delaware.
Yeah.
Somebody was in their early 20s once upon a time.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Yeah, I was just getting to 40.
Yes. We're switching age.
You know that line, time marches on.
So
you can see me all right, right?
Yeah, I see you great. I mean, yeah, it's like a little dark, but I can see you, but it's dark.
Do you want it lighter?
I mean, it's up to you how you want to be presented, as in like people want to see you.
Well, I think this is the way I want to.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't matter really.
Hold on a minute, because we can always do. See, you can see off the mirror. That's the problem.
That's true. Yeah, it's so much better. And I do like how your glasses reflect to the... It makes it kind of like a clubby mirror.
Oh, thank you.
Can you see it yourself? Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, right above there. It's like... I can see the reflection. I think I can change fix that a little bit.
I think it was good.
I'll play with this stupid light. It's an LED light. That's the problem.
No, it was better before.
Oh,
Okay, that's perfect.
You want to see me move my arms some more?
Yeah, you need to do some arms exercises.
Not bad for old fat, huh?
So what's your age, Michael?
I'm 63 now. I'll be 64 in March. And you know that song, the 64th Street Bridge song by Simon and Garfunkel? I already have people sitting there singing it to me. Oh, it's the Beatles, I think it was, the 64th Street Bridge song. When you get older, move in your head. Something like that.
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
I'll look
maybe
it up.
I do, but it's...
Uh-huh. Look it up on the YouTube, the 64th Street Bridge song.
Is it a Beatles, you say?
I believe it is. Well, that's a fancy glass.
Yes, my goblet. I love being Victorian. You got your D&D.
I reuse these, but this one was not reused.
You are a true American. You run on dunking.
No, actually, this is Folgers Colombian coffee. I recycle these glasses because I can see everything I need to do to mix it. Uh-huh. And when they sit in the car in my four-wheel refrigerator in the parking lot, when I take my break, it's still cold.
All right. Is it like a regular store mug? Or is it like you bought it? Is it like reusable as in fancy ones or?
No, what I did was I buy a Colombian coffee and I make a gallon of it, which when I wasn't working, I would go through in the course of the day, but we made up for that Saturday. And so I use the Dunkin' Donuts glasses because they're much more acceptable. And I use them until they get cloudy and then I start replacing them when more. But then I also keep them around because my friends always want, oh, can I have coffee to go? Well, I'm not giving them my glassware. And I don't care what happens to those. You know, right. They just go out the door and disappear.
Right, right.
With no sentimental value whatsoever.
That's why I had to get metal mugs because people will break my glass ones. And I usually buy a pair of two. So if I break one, it's hard to get another one because fashion changes and then I don't get the other glass anymore. So I just, that's why, even for me, if I'm clumsy, this is metal and it falls, it goes ding, 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 ding. And I like that sound anyway. So, and this I can falls, do this.
This falls, it doesn't spill, only minorly. Plus, I have cat. Plus, my cats go across this desk. So, keeping it in a Dunkin' Donuts glass securely with the thing minimizes the potential disaster because the amp is down there to the two Altec speakers over here because I have music software in this computer so that I can play it as if you were streaming music, I could hear, it would play here as if I was there with you.
Oh.
Oh yeah, it can boom it up.
Actually, tell us about your group. What is it called again, your music group?
My music group, well, it started by the legendary Seabox, okay? She's an international singer. She and I are very, very good friends with one another. She knows a lot of people in the business. And, you know, she was trying to do it on her by herself. It's just not easy. It's definitely two people because there's a lot that people don't see that doesn't get posted. And there's just certain rules and just certain other things, and we have to filter it. And she is in the process of moving, getting ready to move from Port Lucie to Miami. She has spent a year in rehab, COVID problems, and she is now up and walking. And she hopes to be sometime next year back out singing to stadium full of people around the world. So, you know, it was an awful year for her. And I stood by her, you know, as a friend. I met her through a local person here, which you actually know, DJ Susan Estera, that played in the club. Blonde. Yep, you know Susan. Well, yeah, I started with Susan and that's how I met everybody else. So, I mean, now I'm with the famous Tracy Young, Grammy Award-winning Tracy Young, who does Madonna mixes. We have Chris Cox Official in Vegas that does J-Lo and Madonna and Nas X and a whole host of others. And then you've got Lee Buxton in Great Britain who does a bunch of people. Mo in Japan. Maltier Gualde in Lima, Peru, who came to me to mod his stream, actually. So now people are coming to me. Rob DeBoom, who's very famous in Canada. And it was when I shut the TV off in March 2020 that all of a sudden that this built. And I am now a brand name of helping streamers get started, setting up their streams and modding. So, and I get paid for a lot of this. You know what I mean? It's not going to buy me a Mercedes tomorrow, but you know, it'll certainly take and pay a bill or two here and there when it does. And it comes, it's come see, come saw.
Of course. And
basically, I'm getting paid to enjoy what I like to enjoy: music with people I know in chat, some I've met, and with the streamers, and you know, helping them with their stream by posting them in Voxy Music. Which is growing. I mean, we have grown from next to nothing 6 weeks ago to over, I think we're 1,069 now. And it just keeps growing that way.
And, yeah, it grew fast.
Yeah. And then, CVox Clara, and I actually talked about this morning because neither one of us thought that it was going to get this big this quick. But you got to remember that, you know, she's an international brand name. She is referred to by regular DJs as the legendary CVox because her music is in every club around the world. You know what I mean? And she's coming out with new music and they're remixing it for her. So, you know, she's still got more in the pipeline.
Nice. So, that's exactly. I love it.
Well, she loves me because, you know, I send her all kinds of funny memes. You know what I send you. You know, that offers some humor and they're personal, of course, and funny. And I have kind of took the edge off her rehab for a year until she finally got out on her own. And she's got her car back and she's driving. And of course, I sent her all kinds of funny memes of like the little girl coming out of the driveway going, ah, with the thing screeching the tires. And I continually do that every day. But we, because of the music group, we text each other in the morning or talk in person. And we just went through a texting session about 2 hours ago because she wanted to know how I made out with my doctor's appointment today. I had mentioned it to you that because of the post-concussion syndrome, I had 19 weeks down. Longest ever, took a lot of medication, and it did some liver damage, and they felt it was healable. So they tested it in September. That's when we found it. They retested it in October. It hadn't changed much, and we tested it today to tell me it's all gone. So I started out my day with a lot of anxiety for a lot of other things plus this. And at the end of the day, everything got resolved. And it was a tough deck of cards to deal with today. I have another one tomorrow because the booster comes in at 3:30, which, and I've got a substitute on Wednesday and Thursday teaching. So therefore, if I feel deathly ill, I will still have to go to work. So, and I have a half a day Thursday and all day Friday. And Will said that he, you know, if things are bad, he'll just come over tomorrow night. So he's supposed to come over tonight, but Uncle Sam called him and said they have something for him to do.
So no more liver damage?
No more liver damage, believe it or not.
That's good.
The only thing that they're going to test, which I had problems with, but we do that every year, is my thyroid. That will be the end of December. So far, the last couple of years, it's been good, but we don't know. So the last week of December, they will do that. It is a very invasive thing because they numb your neck down and then wham, in with this needle and they pull out some fluid and then you have a sore throat for another day afterwards. And you're awake while they're doing this. You're watching this thing go into your throat.
Awake.
Yeah, it's not my idea of fun. It's about as thick as a knitting needle.
Wow. There is this thing, background here. Let me see about it real quick. Oh, this looks cute.
What?
Zoom has like a background thing. And I see so far, like we can sit in the kitchen and talk and see what else there is. Or no, cafe.
It's Christmas time.
Huh?
It's Christmas time.
Christmas time. There's one with like pumpkins, but it's like fall decoration, not like.
Oh no, pumpkins. I don't like pumpkins.
No pumpkins.
People sit there and go, do you like pumpkin pie and pumpkin coffee and pumpkin this? And I'm like, ugh.
Pumpkin spice.
I am not a pumpkin person.
Yeah, I'm going to try the kitchen. Oh, that didn't work.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yours didn't work. That's, maybe you can do it too. That's actually cute. Yeah, if you go in view on the top.
Where? Oh yeah, so I see.
View, and yeah, then change immersive view.
To gallery view?
Oh, hold on. I have mine under kitchen. It says kitchen.
I don't have that option. I have speaker view, gallery view, and full screen.
You only have three?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That's weird. So you have art gallery?
Is no. That
what I said?
No, I'm looking across the bottom to see if there's anything else I can do. See, reactions. Nope. That's all it gives me.
So what? Say it again. Art gallery.
I have speaker view, gallery view, which will put boxes over it because I have Zoom in here too, and I think my Zoom is interfering with that one.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I will. What's that word? Undo.
Edit.
Oh, how do I get out of that now?
I don't know. You're looking at your screen.
Oh, my video. Start.
I like that better.
Oh, you can see it?
Well, I get to see your clocks and your plants and your shiny things.
Oh, you couldn't see me before?
No, I could see you, but I just didn't see what was behind you. And that pile of hats.
Okay, yeah. I thought that was like something cute, but too bad it didn't work for you.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Anywho, so I wanna, I wanna talk about love. Love in your life, love you had in your life that you lost. Meaning your partner that had passed away, etc. So can you go back in time? Because I don't remember like a big memory, but I do remember one time, maybe you called me or text me, and then you told me that your partner, Manny,
you were here in the house when I told you, downstairs in the living room.
Yeah, and then I remember going to the, would it be called wake? It wasn't a funeral. It was like a, because I went to a nightclub and then they were memorized. Is that the word?
It was a memory of him, yes, which is on YouTube under Diamond Dunhill. The only thing about it is it there's a part of it where an individual in that video towards the end didn't quite understand what exactly was going on and misconstrued things and made a mess of it, more or less. And I look at it this way. There are almost 900 people there. And if one person is slightly disturbed out of 900, I don't care. It's the other 900 and the headaches that I had with police, traffic control, trying to maintain composure, trying to remember who the hell I was talking to, and then the same problem the next day with the funeral. So, and I had not gone through this process. I didn't get very much support from my immediate family, but I got support from my aunts in the family, direct family. And my stepmother was, it was interesting. I'm just going to put it that way. And at the end of the day, everything turned out okay. But I had the post-concussion syndrome and I was depressed about it. But the problem was a week later, I had a TIA stroke. So at that point, I ended up on the couch because I had couldn't walk. I couldn't talk very well. And I needed people to help me for 1 year, go to therapy. It's nice to take a shower on your own, even though sometimes somebody else's hands feel better. But I never thought I was going to get off that couch because of the gravity of the situation. I was losing my patience many times. And you never had your privacy because you couldn't do anything on your own. And I was hell-bent that that couch was not going to be my confine for the rest of my life. And I got the best care possible. I still have that team of doctors. There is some ramifications out of it. I have a numbness in the corner of the left-hand side of my mouth. And I have what's called a brain-mouth disconnect, which still exists after that stroke. But going to therapy, you learn to cover it up by using the word so that the conversation in turn will continue to flow and they have no idea that at that moment I'm trying to get it from here to here. You know what I mean? And I was pretty excited after that year getting off that couch and being able to talk and start to do things because I'm not a person that you chain down on a couch for a year. You know what? You know me. You know I'm very active. I'm always busy. And you take this boy and put him down for 365 days. I did not think I was going to come through it. And I had a hard time. I had, of course, the insurance companies not cooperating and giving me a hard time at the same time. And my friend Michael, who stayed with me for a year, he would battle them. And he would talk to me and tell me what's going on. Of course, I couldn't really talk to him because I...
Uh-oh, you're gone again.
Oh, all right. With a post-concussion signal, it's hell. So anyway, next question, sir. Manny passed away, and I haven't got over it. You know what I mean? But... I had two soulmates in my life. I had Bruce in the beginning of my relationship for 14 and a half years. We outgrew one another. We're still very close. And I had been having troubles with Manny shutting his machine off for 12 years. You and I talked about that off and on throughout the process. And along comes Will. And he's my soulmate. I met him the first day. He knew it. I knew it. But he had never had a relationship. And I drove home from Malden all the way to Beverly. And I remember every bit of it going, I can't believe that this just happened. And I don't think he did either. And we kind of played, I didn't see him a lot because of his work. And I was working. And you know, we talk, you know, every so often and see each other. And it just got to the point where we just finally, before Thanksgiving of last year, we talked about it. And we just faced the fact that we are soulmates. We will work to get this out. And then a week later, on the day after Thanksgiving, we got engaged.
Congratulations. Where's the, do you get to do this? Or do you get to use your...
No, he's got the ring.
Like this? You know Instagram photos? That's awesome.
No, I posted on Facebook the start of the relationship. There are a lot of jealous people out there. This was not easy getting this started because I lost what I thought were friends. I had two of them lost me in my kitchen because one of them is one of those you can't say no to type people. And you and I both know I don't deal with that well. I'm kind of cut short and dry. You know, I will let you spout off. I'll stand there happily listening to you. And then I will just cut you off. So, and that's how they both ended going out the door. Haven't heard from them since.
I think we're very similar.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, they thought that I was vulnerable. They did like me. We had a pretty good friendship, I thought. And actually, we did have a good friendship. And they thought that it was close enough to actually be a relationship. They're not my type. You know what I mean? So, and I don't really go by a type per se, but...
It's what makes you hard, and that's fine.
Well...
We all have that imagery where we even think of it and we get hard. And that's our thing, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. You know?
Yeah, because like I don't have a type either, but a lot of people would tell me, they'd be like, hey, I notice you often meet these people or you do things with certain type of people. And I'm like, yeah, I do notice that too, but I'm not saying I don't have a type for so people can like, so I can look good. I just really don't. Whatever makes it is what makes it.
Yeah, you know, what's funny though, is you and I have a soul friendship connection, which was unusual from the beginning, which you know that and I know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, how you call it? We have to be people, we have to be who we are, and people have to, other people who are like us will understand. It's like sometimes you meet people that button get pressed and it's like, it's, yeah, like you say, soul friendship. It's like, it needs, it's hard to explain. And people who are there only will understand. And yeah, you are awesome. And of course I know I make the excuse of like saying, if we were closer, it's true. We had distance between us for a long time, but at the same time, we kind of made it work and we have a friendship where if we don't talk for a while and then we talk again, it's like as if we spoke yesterday. I remember every time we hung out and I remember when we talked to, like you often, it's always feel great and you're great. It's like, it's not even, how you call it? There's no words to say, you're just awesome. And what we have, I appreciate you.
I have had to learn outside of the box from the post-concussion accident up to this catastrophe of a month, how to get by, because you assume that your benefits are going to take care of you, that you pay for. Well, let me tell you something. You try to collect on those, you're going to have to get a lawyer. And in 2007, there was an accident. In 2021, one case is still continuing to go on. It's a couple reasons. What they did is they knew that the doctors had given me 5 years. I made that. Then they gave me 10. This thing has tried to kill me 14 times. I've had more paddle marks on my chest and my inner right leg than I care to shake a stick at. And it burns my nipples with the piercings every time, you know, it's nothing like fried nipples. And I just keep bouncing back. they feel a little hot for a few days, you know what I mean? And
another thing, you always bring joy to me. I love your jokes and some humor, and you have all these hard things you go through, and you have your head over the water, your head over your shoulder, above your head, and so above your shoulders, and you always make me laugh, and you always laugh. So I love that. It's very inspiring.
Well, people sometimes they don't understand how deep I'm having problems inside, but I always project a positive attitude. And this weekend was tough on me because I had to take a bunch of stuff to my brother-in-law who just got out of Yale New Haven University Hospital with acute kidney injury. He had a heart failure, and they're still trying to figure out what the problem is. And this is 2 months later. And he's been home now. He's still puffy, and he's a single dad with the kids. And they wouldn't let him work yet, so we're going to help him out. And Ezra got his new bike yesterday. I had anxiety attacks getting that bike down there because people would tailgate me so close in Connecticut because they drive like idiots that I was afraid that that bike was going to get damaged before I got there.
Where's the master?
This is in New Haven, Connecticut. 3 hours that way. So then I had to drive 3 hours back to see my sister, who they had moved from ICU to CCU, and they wanted to talk. Ragweed is alive and well across the street, and if I could burn it, I would, but it's not on my property, and National Grid founds on that. So, and I talked to the nurse last night, and my sister looks better, but there are too many complications from post-COVID, and she will not make the winter. And the nurse told me flat out last night. Because then I think the final segment from Beverly to Burlington is going to be an easy ride, all stressed out after what I just heard. No, there's a major traffic jam. The traffic's past Burlington. So I'm like, okay, we'll just get off on the side streets. So did everybody else. It might have been faster to stay on that highway. So I spent 7.5 hours in the car yesterday, stressing to Connecticut, stressing coming back to Mass, and trying to digest all of this because my family started dying off in October last year. And it has been one after another, after another, after another. We are on 8 so far in the grave. And now we got 2 more in a holding pattern, my sister and my mother's youngest sister, last remaining sister. And somehow you get numb to it, but, you know, even though you project how calm you are, nobody knows how much it eats you inside. I have trouble sleeping from post-concussion syndrome, but this could make it worse. And I've had nights where I just couldn't go to sleep. So I just stay awake all day long until I crash the following night. And it's been hard. And like today, lack of income. I was supposed to get some money from my Roth, trying to get me over the edge, and I had to pay taxes on it, and now they're not sure when they're going to give it to me. So the property taxes had to be paid, house insurance had to be paid, a bunch of bills had to be paid. There was no groceries in the house until tonight. There are some. And the Maxima, I had to drop $628 on it, and I still owe them another $5-something. And I have a whole mortgage due, which is going to go overdue, but it won't go late at the end of the month. So credit-wise, it won't hurt me. I just have to pay the additional $100.
Can you go to a food shelter?
Huh?
Can you go to a food shelter?
We're working on that now. And through all this chaos, you're going to laugh at how I did this. So I'm sitting there going through the bills, and I open up the electric bill. The balance is 00. And I'm like, how can that be? And then I look at the bill. I paid them $600 out until May. How did I do that? I haven't got a freaking clue. So I wanted to worry about the electric bill until April. You know what I mean? So I did apply for some oil assistance through the winter. They said they'd carry me until April. Right now, there was enough money for this month and next month. anything helps. In order to review the processes that I would like to have some help with until I get back on my feet, which will actually start more or less be the end of next month. And then from next month on, things should get back to normal here again. At this critical crisis, I have a family member dangling dollars, as you know, from a passing of somebody in my family. You know who it is, and I just don't really want to say it on camera. should it get run by somebody that shouldn't see it. So we'll see what happens. And my boss that I do the yard maintenance for said that, you know, if you need some help, you know, some differences, just let me know. So that was a relief. And I've got the insurance company pressuring me to have this house all finished painted by the 29th inside. And they're holding quite a bit of money out on me, plus the supplements I keep putting in for things that they didn't pay me for initially. And now comes the supply chain problem. Home Depot is running out of specific paints. This house ceilings are ultra white. There isn't one store between here and California that has the damn paint. So I'm waiting.
Why is that paint so special?
It's ultra white, so it makes the rooms look bigger. You saw how white my ceilings are when you were here. And it just makes the room look, because the house is actually small, but because of the paint colors, it makes it look much bigger than it is.
Right.
So the computer room is done, the hallway is done, the downstairs hallway is done, the quarter bath is done, the basement, which I thought would be easy, no, because it was damaged to the foundation. So I ended up having to paint all of that and fix it. And then from them jackhammering over there, I'm chasing the leak in the corner of the basement. You know, the little, you know, that commercial by Ron Papit, spray it with the sealer. Well, we've been putting a lot of that down there and working it. I've worked that leak all the way around behind the washer and dryer. We'll get that. I know where it is now. We'll get that too. But I will do the bathroom on Friday. That is what I'm going to do all day. And the second floor will be totally done. The living room will be easy. It's just a lot of wall space and not a lot of trim. So it's just getting the fucking paint for the ceiling. That's the part that finishes it. So, and then the kitchen, I got to do some sheetrock work too, where the steam peeled the sheetrock with the paint on it and kind of put it down. And then we're going to have a real dusty mess. I hate doing that. And then painting those kitchen cabinets suck. So, and between you and I, if you paid me to paint, I will paint for you. But when it comes to painting my own, I hate painting.
Yeah,
you're talking about $4,000 worth of paint going into this house, slowly but steadily.
Wow. So why are you doing all this painting again?
The house had a fire.
Oh yeah, tell us about that. Like
January 1st, two years ago, December of last year, I was sitting in this room. There is a vent behind me that goes down to the furnace downstairs, which is considered an intake. It's a boiler, and it provides the house with steam heat. And thank God it was not quite out of warranty yet, but they didn't cover a lot either, but they covered some. And it exploded. And the house filled up with smoke and steam. And I went running down there with the fire extinguishers because I have them in the house. You know, I mean, I managed a complex for 28 years, so fires aren't going to scare me. You know what I mean? So, and I did call the fire department for backup just in case.
Yeah. By the time after you told me you had fires, I bought two.
Yeah. So the fire department got here. The fire chief knows me. He says, you did a pretty good job while I'm out there coughing up two lungs in the street. You know what I mean? And then my friends came down. We stayed awake 24 hours, and we washed everything, thinking that would solve the problem until the humidity in the spring got into the paint and brought the staining of the smoke back out of the paint. Mm. Right now, it's dry, so you don't see it. But if the humidity comes back, you'll see it on the walls in the living room, except above the ceiling. That decided to stay in the bay of the front room. So it is what it is.
So the insurance, why can't they do it themselves? Why do you have to be the one doing it to save money?
Well, they pay me so much money, and you try to get somebody to pay with the money that they gave you, and good luck.
Good luck. So it's better if you do it.
I'll give you a good example. They gave me $4,500. To paint the living room and dining room is $1,100. The bathroom is $6,000. The computer room is $1,000. The hallway is another $1,000. There it is. It's all gone. So I put in supplements. The only way I'm going to get my money back is this has to be done by the end of the month.
Why did they put a time limit on you?
They gave me a 2-year time limit, which meant last year should have been done by December 29th because we had COVID. So they granted me another year. And I was ill for 19 weeks this year, so there was no friggin' way I could do it. And then I had to get my customers caught back up at the same time coming out of that. And I have been running my ass off every day since September. The only time that I literally take a break is after Willie's on Saturday afternoon. So I haven't had a Sunday free. So I'm just out straight 6 days a week. I'm tired, but it's got to be done. And you know me, if anybody's going to get it done, I'm going to get it done. I get up in the morning and I go, another day, and this is what we got to do. I mean, this morning, pay Mike for the car, make an appointment with the neurologist. Doctor called and said, you got your appointment this afternoon at 2:15. Like, good. I have to tell him I go to work and tell him I need to leave at 2 because I have a 2:15 appointment. They just called this morning. What do we do after that? Oh, I had to call the other doctor because CVS didn't fill the 5 prescriptions and I'm out. So I've had a couple of days of no script and I have to maintain my anxiety that I have daily with the post-concussion syndrome. And if I don't take it, it gets a hold of me. So between that and just the stress of the day, it wasn't a good day overall. My friend Eric certainly shocked me last week. I needed him to do a job in Marblehead before Marion left the next day for Florida, and there was a huge pause. And he said, I'll do the job. But then there was a pause, and I was like, Eric, what's up? He's Jewish. Last Monday, his son died of COVID, 14. Tuesday, his daughter committed suicide, his only 2 children of a single father. And he still went and painted that hallway. I did talk to him later. He has a really good support system. He comes from a large family. And it was just another COVID story that I just did not want to hear because, you know, in the beginning we talked about COVID and, you know, the news media. But I'm now seeing, somehow I'm in it directly now. You know what I mean? My sister she's passing COVID. Friend Beth down the street's a teacher, no smell, no taste for a month. A year. Tim, friend of mine, doctor in Palm Springs, no taste or smell for a year. A legendary international singer, a year before she could walk again. You know what I mean? My 27-year-old nephew, jock boy, got COVID and died in intubation. And the stories just go on and on and on. And it's tough. It's just tough to see what's going on in the outskirts of my life because the inside of my life is so COVID problems, serious problems. And I love talking to you.
Yeah, totally. Have you put in that cigarette yet? Seems like you light it, but you haven't smoked it. Is it a second one?
It's still in my hands.
Yeah, I've noticed. Did you flick a light?
I did, but it didn't burn.
Oh.
But it is going to now that you mentioned it. Because yeah. I've been using it as a pointer.
Yeah, that room is too windy, so you haven't had a chance.
Well, I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. And I talk with things in my hands. And sometimes I forget the purpose of the thing in my hands.
Well, if you didn't talk with your hands, you wouldn't be Italian, right?
No. What they say is if you want to shut up in Italian, sit on the hands.
Sit on the hands. That's funny.
Yeah.
So how has been for you your, like, losing your dad and having all these death in your immediate family or even friends and your surroundings? Like, have you made sense of it, or have you accepted it? Like, what's going on through your head?
There are situations that you can control, and there are situations that you can't control. And death and illness is what you can't control. What is called, in my particular situation, which I have never seen in my life, it's called life experiences on steroids.